5, which is the governance compliance statements. So just, yeah, whilst I know we looked at these on Friday, I'm just to take us through.
There's a lot of repetition at the moment. I do apologise. The comparison on paper C1 of where we were last year compared to where we are reflects the input that the board members have had in the compliance statement, which is at paper C2, which goes from C2 to C31. This was presented in draft, again, at the Pension Fund Committee, and the committee were reassured that there was a lot of sense. I think they said there was a lot of sensible statements in here.
Yeah, so quite like that, didn't they?
Jo, my lovely Jo, has gone through this and spotted some spelling mistakes and typos, because that's what we do for each other, don't we? So there'll be a few updates on that, but I think that everything that has come through from you as board members in terms of comments, in terms of changes, is now reflected in here. But I'm happy to obviously take if there's anything else. And then the last thing that I've tried to do is, on paper C3, which is at page C32, is to come up with a kind of action plan that says these are areas where we are non-compliant. Some of them cross-reference to the next item on the agenda, which is around the governance action plan. But there are things in here that are kind of quick wins to an extent. And sorry, I'm going to pick on Trevor because I can. Sorry. In terms of completion of the pension regulator's online toolkit, Trevor, we have a plan that Trevor will do that. It's just that has to be a responsibility of Trevor that we can do. But we can work through, with support from your fellow board members and from me as well, as to how we get that done, because I think it's that's a good grounding. And then the other thing that we need to look at as well is around the conflicts of interest and the declarations of interest that we were talking about a little bit earlier in the training session, and the budget and policies for knowledge and understanding. And I think there's a lot of cross-referencing between the various action plans, and I don't want to be action plan overload.
No,
but I think it's relevant that we make sure that the issues that we're addressing in our compliance statement are covered in a plan to take that forward.
Yeah.
So I think what I wanted from the board today was confirmation, ultimately, that not necessarily immediately, but confirmation shortly, that you are comfortable with what is in the compliance statement, and are happy to recommend this statement of compliance as at the 31st of March 2019 to the Pension Fund Committee for inclusion in the Pension Fund Annual Report and Accounts.
Okay.
Which will go to the July Pension Fund Committee meeting as a recommendation, effectively, from the board, that the board recommends this compliance statement to the committee for adoption.
What date's that?
When the 19th of July is the committee meeting.
So you have to have that paper.
Papers will be published on the 11th of July.
July.
Yep, I think so.
So that means really, I don't know what day the 11th of July is. It's probably a Thursday. So I would say probably the end of the first week in July we would need to have a paper approved. Which is the end of the week after next.
I was just wondering about when we to meet. We were talking about having an informal board meeting, weren't we? Whether we could have a.
I've gone through all the bits that we recommended and gone through that. And if nothing else has changed, then I'm happy.
So I'm just wondering whether, as just a very quick outcome, if by the end of. Where are you? What day is it today?
Tuesday.
So by Monday next week, if there's anything that board members want changing, if you could let me know.
Okay.
That gives me time to change it, and I can start drafting up the covering report to go to Pension Fund Committee that says pension board members are recommending this.
You say you're going to meet on the 11th of July?
19th of July, isn't it? Pension Committee?
I think Joe said papers out by the
11th. Papers out on the 11th of July. So I need to do the publishing with Megan for the committee to be on the 19th. So if by the end of by Monday, if you could let me have.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Just a quick email that says I'm happy or I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And then I can draft the report, and that's one paper written.
Yes, because we need to incorporate this within the annual report system as well.
Okay.
And then in terms of the action plan, if you've got any thoughts on that, I mean, perhaps that's probably more of a meeting in between June and November.
I think so, yeah.
That meeting in between June and November is a huge meeting already.
Okay. So then I think we're onto the governance action plan, which is paper D. So are you talking us through this one? Go to receive an update.
Again, this is the same paper that went to the Pension Fund Committee. progress is being made on items, although the high-level minor lag, there seems to be very little movement in terms of overall status. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think that the thing I found looking at it was hard. You could see from the current and the previous status that they all looked the same, but it was hard to then look through that paper and say what had happened since the last time we'd looked at it.
Yeah, this is one of those papers. I'm not sure how is best to present this. So if you've got some suggestions as to how you'd like me to present this better, I'm very happy to take that. again, there's a lot of duplication in between all of these governance type of things, and hopefully once we've got the compliance statement out of the way, we can combine the action plans or change the action plans and close this one down and put it into the new one.
Okay, perhaps have a look. It's just, okay.
But again, I think a lot of it comes down to resource and capacity. But hopefully, after tomorrow, when we're interviewing 6 people for our post out of 21 candidates that applied.
Okay.
It won't have an immediate threat, though, unfortunately, because we've got the training.
But at least we can breathe a little.
That's one job off the plate, anyway.
Yeah. So, unless anybody's got any questions. The other thing that I wanted to point out was paper D2, where we have given you a accounts by accounts breakdown of the expenditure of the pension fund, some of which have the subtotals and headings and things, but this is the level of detail, and actually behind this there will be, for the profit and for the fund account, there will be cost centre reporting as well, so you can see by individual employer as well as the admin authority what those costs are. But as you can see, there's a lot of granularity behind here. Some of it is the single line of internal recharges, for example, which we noted as a result of earlier, that we will do a little more analysis on that.
It's basically the trial balance
that's
produced by the system. It's laid out in the format that the annual accounts tends to run, so it's nice and easy for me to produce the numbers, the total numbers. Then I have to sit and do the analysis behind it, but it's it's not, I wouldn't say it's the most user friendly at the moment for non-financial people. I think it's more of a case that this is what the position was at the end of March. We'll be looking to come up with some form of reporting. It's something that we haven't actually had much time to sit and cogitate over, I think, more than anything else. Let them start to try and formulate sort of how we want to present.
Okay.
And it's really a case of what information would you like to see? I think that's the question. What information do you want? And then we can try and work out how we can derive that information from the system. So.
Okay. I think I would. I don't know what Barbara and Trevor and Reg think, but from looking at it, I can see it's a trial balance, but actually it might be, I think, nice for us just to have, like, what's the 10, I don't know, what's the top 10 key points that maybe come out of this report that you'd want to tell us.
Yeah, sure.
Because then it doesn't matter if you're not a finance expert,
does
it?
No, that's absolutely fine. Yes, yes, that's, I mean, it's good this month. This is, last year it wasn't very good. So, right, just been pointed out, changing market value figure, which is really nice and healthy this year because it's 29.7 million compared to a loss last year of 4.3. So it looks, there's a huge change, but it's, so of course, yes, that is a problem.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not a problem. We could probably do that on a quarterly basis. I don't see why we shouldn't be able to.
I think we...
We certainly use half year.
I would suggest, I think what I'm proposing to do is do something, I was planning to do something for the committee on a half yearly basis. So do a year-end report and a mid-year
right.
report. So that we can highlight, because I mean, there are things that change on a monthly basis,
mm.
obviously,
mm.
and there are things that change annually, mm. so we just need to work it through. But we can do a high level income and expenditure and balance sheet account.
Maybe cash and everything, yeah.
And the cash thing, so we just need to work through.
We do produce a high level report that goes into the annual report, which is the basis that we use for the committee reporting,
yeah.
which is basic contributions in.
Yeah.
Benefits out,
yeah.
change
so
amount of value,
yeah.
and expenses, and little. So
yeah.
that can be produced on a reasonably
okay.
straightforward.
That sounds like
a
good
so try and get something
mm.
on every board
yeah.
agenda, I think.
Mm-hmm.
See what
mm-hmm.
we can do.
Is yeah. there anything else, Gerard, you would say?
On this side, it's so the technology is. Joe said isn't particularly user
yeah.
friendly, and I think
yeah.
what you want to avoid is too much manual input,
mm-hmm.
really.
Mm.
I would, if I may, make a comment on the governance papers at 3O, is it? The 11 recommendations.
Mm.
The board may wish to consider whether they have any priorities along those 11.
Yes.
Obviously it will take time to deliver all 11, and maybe the board may think let's focus on two or three as key ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's where perhaps we need most assurances or
okay.
something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. See that. Okay. We can have a look at that perhaps.
Happy to take suggestions
okay.
outside of the meeting
okay.
to put into the next
yeah that would make sense
reporting.
Wouldn't it okay
mm-hmm.
yeah we should look at that I think
there's
I know
there's a just quick thing about not wanting to spend too much time producing the numbers, the actual categories that
right.
I tend to produce actually fall out of the totals
right,
that are in
right.
here, so it's,
yeah.
it's just
yeah.
a case of running the report and picking the numbers out.
Okay.
I should know what's going on behind them because there's only myself and the pension admin team that do anything in the pensions accounts. So.
Okay, great. Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
It's just like add a paragraph or key changes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
one
yeah.
paragraph. And
yeah.
support us.
Just a few notes actually. You won't get a paragraph out of me, but you might get a few
points. You get a chapter out of me.
I'm a number person, sorry.
Don't do worse.
Not too often.
On the administration costs, the internal recharges, is that mainly the staff that's recharged?
It's staffing costs primarily, but it will be the running costs of the pensions admin team. So it'll be their share of the recharge for where they're based, stationary and travel, but primarily it's staff and cost. That's the
yeah.
main bulk of it.
And some things like my procurement card expenses for travel to access meetings and stuff like that, and training costs for board members
mm-hmm.
that go to
oh,
council.
Oh, there'll be my training costs in there
okay.
as well, yeah, and things like that.
But we
so
can
the cost of training costs are incredibly low.
But this is training costs that are paid directly through the pension
yeah.
fund.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
there is an invoice that comes through for example, Gerard's time
yeah.
for today, that will be an invoice that goes to the pension fund, which will be paid through the pension fund accounts, whereas stuff that I use on my procurement card for training, if I'm booking your places to go up to London, for example, that will go through because the council's procurement card system doesn't interact with the pension fund accounts. It has to go through the pension fund's admin team and then is recharged back. And then as part of the year-end accounts activity, we do an analysis of the income of the internal recharges account to split it between management, governance and admin.
Yeah, it's a timing thing.
Is there a breakdown available? If we're looking at setting a pension,
the annual accounts changed substantially this year. There's a section in there related to pensions admin, and in there is a breakdown of that figure split between staff and.
But as part of our reporting going forward, we'll try and provide, because we've got that behind the transfer journal, so we can provide that information going forward.
And this was the thing about what percentages of...
Of what gets put where.
Yeah.
So you can assess value for money for me and Joe, because obviously it's huge value for money.
So I think we're then on to the data improvement.